When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I just thought we should end our hump day show with a little good news. You know, because sometimes we just get real negative about things.
Yeah, you hate George
like,
Clooney.
I mean...
And corn.
Okay, no, I don't hate George Clooney. You, sir, think that all TV game shows are rigged.
I just said... It's possible.
No. Oh, okay, wait. Now, we're having revisionist history.
Oh, well... Physician, heal thyself.
Okay, fine. Listen, we're going the wrong direction.
I was
going
to say, aren't we supposed to be giving people some uplifting?
I wanted to go to
hey,
a
Hey, Rob,
positive
you
just
stay
place.
Quiet over there.
Okay, so here's the story. This is how it goes. It's real.
It's real.
It's real. So I actually hadn't wondered about this, but then when I found out about it, I thought, this is so wonderful. If you have, though, wondered what happened to all of Alex Trebek's suits... from the set of Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, his suits from Jeopardy, I would like to hear your thoughts on this math. 14 suits, 58 dress shirts, and 300 neckties. Wow. Can you believe only 14 suits?
Well, you know, as I think about that, as I look at the numbers, it kind of makes sense in a way because you can really use your suit as sort of the, you know, jumping off point, and mm-hmm. then you can mix and match the shirts and ties, right?
Right. So 14 suits, 58 dress shirts, 300 neckties, and also some other items of clothing that once belonged to Alex Trebek have been donated by the show Jeopardy and the Trebek family to an organization called the Doe Fund. And the Doe Fund is an organization that provides paid work, housing, vocational training, continuing education, and comprehensive social services to underserved Americans with histories of addiction, homelessness, and incarceration. And I absolutely love that they found something awesome to do and useful to do with his suits and his ties and his dress shirts and other accessories that they had on the set of Jeopardy. I just thought
that's
it was
pretty
so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I also just think it's such a testament to who Alex Trebek was. He really did believe in doing good, doing the best you could to do good all the time. And
I don't think Jeopardy was fake.
Okay. Are you just saying that because we're in a happy place?
No,
right
I mean,
now?
I don't have any reason to, like, you. Jeopardy is premised.
I don't know how you could
Jeopardy
fake
is not
Jeopardy.
Premised on chance, right?
No.
Like, the Wheel of Fortune is pure chance.
Yeah.
Which it's not really.
No, this, but, okay, stop it.
But Jeopardy is based on the mind. That's the beautiful thing about Jeopardy.
Right.
Is it, you know,
and you can't rig the mind.
No. Well, no, you can't.
You really
either
can't.
Have it or you don't.
It's true. Let me quickly give you the inventory of all the things that were donated. 58 dress shirts, 14 suits, 300 neckties, which I told you, 25 polo shirts, 14 sweaters, 9 sports coats, 9 pairs of dress shoes, 15 belts, 2 parkas, and 3 pairs of dress slacks. Isn't that like, I just think that's so wonderful. That his
yeah,
memory will
I mean,
go on
he could have made
way.
Like they his estate could have made a ton of money, sort of auctioning off all that stuff because no doubt there is a collection market for, you know, Alex Trebek's memorabilia.
Yeah.
So you know, to provide it to people who can actually benefit from it versus just making money off it, it's pretty sweet.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Have you seen like the latest Jeopardy news? By the way, this is. You know me, I love me some Jeopardy.
Yeah, I am. I will admit I am not a current Jeopardy watcher. Oh. I've seen something about the people want some guy to replace him.
Okay, so that was the story I was going to bring up. So Ken Jennings, who was like the all-time winningest champion, was hosting for a time, and he did a great job. But he finished up his 6-week stint, and the executive producer, a guy by the name of Mike Richards, he stepped in on Monday, and there was a reason why. He said, "I'm hosting today and for the next 2 weeks to keep the greatest quiz show in the world going. We have some amazing guest hosts coming that I can't wait for you to see. But with the COVID outbreak here in LA, folks were understandably a little reticent to shoot. So as the producer, my job is to quite literally live the mantra, the show must go on. So let's do what Alex did 8,244 times. Let's play Jeopardy and prove that nothing can stop this show." And apparently he did such a good job, and I am like kicking myself because I didn't watch. I haven't watched this week.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. My DVR has caught it. I'm
pretty sure your DVR will have it.
And I'm going to go back and watch it because this guy, apparently people were like, all right, stop the search. He crushed it.
That's awesome.
And you got to think, for somebody who watched Alex Trebek do it so closely for so long.
Well, and he would know the job.
Right. Like, that's why I think Ken Jennings did such a wonderful job at it, is because he sat front and center and was at the foot of the master for a period of time while he was on the show. So he kind of knew what Alex Trebek did to me. It's hard because the game show is such a great game show.
Yeah, and I'm sure Alex Trebek would agree with this. The game show is the game.
Right.
And, you know, he was always a very humble person. And, of course, he will be terribly missed. And he was a fixture in the, you know, pop culture landscape of our, you know, age, to be sure. So I'm not underselling the importance of Alex Trebek. But at the end of the day, you need somebody who understands the game. And if they do, ultimately, the game is what people are going to continue to show up for.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I will show up for this game. But I am curious. I will go back and watch this week's to see how this guy did, because everybody's loving him. So there you go. What's your favorite game show, Bradley?
Oh, my favorite game show?
What's your favorite rigged one?
I don't think they're all rigged. I told you. I would have to say Jeopardy, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is a good darn game show.
It's the only game that I feel like I can play and have any sort of success at. Because, again, like, Wheel of Fortune, like, I mean, you can guess the puzzles, but I always feel like some of those puzzles now are so arbitrary.
Oh, they're very bizarre.
You know, like, the weird combos of things. And just more like, what's the chance your brain can connect those dots quickly?
And for me, it's zero.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you're going to play the home game of Jeopardy with me, you better answer in the form of a question. Like,
you get, like, angry at people?
Who are Lori and Julia?
Up next?
Exactly.
What is up next, Alex?
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Who is up next?
Whatever. You know what, on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Thanks for hanging with us today. Stay safe out there, everybody. Bye.
Bye.